I think on this day, when there is the March for Life, we can reflect on some aspects of this gospel that we usually don't think about. Huh? This is one of these conflict stories that I've mentioned. We're in a series of five of them. And this is one of them. And everyone ends with a certain kind of a statement or a proverb or, you know, the healthy don't need a doctor, the sick do, that kind of a thing. Here, you see, what is the dignity of a human being? They're capable of relating to God. They are made to be with God forever. That's the dignity. Now the mystery is that a human being begins life through the sexual intercourse of a man and a woman, and then the union of the sperm and the egg, and then grows according to this mysterious law in the womb of its mother. And the mother's body ministers to this mystery of life. And everything about her is geared for this. Everything that makes a woman different than a man is got to, whether it be her emotions, her body, her, it's all for life. And she is a temple of life. And this life is eternal. The child in the womb has begun an eternal existence. And God's plan is that that child be with him forever. That's the plan. And so you can see how having children, carrying children, giving birth to children, raising children, feeding children, training children, it's a lot of work. But it's the holiest thing that we do because it's life. This life, you see, and this life is Lord of the Sabbath. See, this life, the Sabbath, all the rules, all that God has given us to do is for the sake of this life, that it continue to grow until it reaches maturity, dies because of sin, and begins another dimension of its eternal existence. Now, day by day, there's the struggle, there's the finding the money to pay, there's the, you know, training and caring for. But it's supposed to be a reflection of what God does. Now, God does it effortlessly because he's God. But he cares for every human being and has a design on every human being to be with him forever. And that's the dignity. Now, throughout history, there have been attempts to kill the child in the womb. In Rome, there were, you know, really primitive methods. I mean, one was that the woman took enough poison to kill the embryo or the child, but not to kill herself. Well, there were a lot of mistakes. And the woman died as well. This is, there were, you know, surgical means of abortion, most of which rendered the woman infertile for the rest of her life. And so, in that culture, men whose wives were able to bear children lent them out to their friends so that their friends could have children because their own wives couldn't have children. Infertility was a huge problem, but it came because of abortion. This has always been a challenge. That was a culture built on slavery. Tacitus, the famous Roman historian, he hated the Jews. And he has this long passage about the Jews. And one of the things he says about them is that they are enemies of mankind because they will not expose their children. They keep all their children. This is an affront, to human nature. Where are we going to find the means to feed these children? Where are we going to, keep multiplying these children like this? And actually calling them the enemy of mankind. Now, we're not far from that. You see, it's worth taking time, and I know they will, downtown this morning. There'll be thousands and thousands of people, mostly young, who will hear a sermon about the dignity of human life. It takes a mind enlightened by the Holy Spirit to grasp the full significance of that. Now, we have sparks of it, A little baby maybe fall into a mine shaft or something, and the whole fire department, everything. Because we know how precious that life is. And then turn around and have the hospital down the street aborting 30 babies that day. This is why it is such a Christian witness. You see, every child conceived is eternal. And every child conceived is called to be a saint and to be with God forever. And that's what this day is about. The affront to God, is the hardness of heart. That we don't, the gift of life. And so that's why we pray this day, the quality of life that results in a culture of death, is an enormous weight on the human spirit. It's a huge weight. And we live in this prison of darkness, tinkering, fixing it up. Better living conditions, better economic conditions. That's wonderful. But we're trying to tinker with something and not face the issue that every child is eternal and called by God to be with Him forever. And our primary reality in life is to serve that will and to serve that mystery. Make sure that these children know the love of God wherever they come from, wherever they are, that they meet. How many people can tell you the story of being born in difficulty and so forth, and then meeting one person who loved them and gave them an actual eternal existence? That's what this march is all about. Huh? And we do still live in a country where people can protest a law. There are many countries in the world where you just can't do that. If this kind of a march was organized in certain parts of the world today, every one of these people would be gunned down. We still have things that are precious, but we have to fight for them and pray for them and have a vision of why this carnage is such an offense to God. And such hardness of heart that people have forgotten this. So we should pray today in a strong way that the light of Almighty God, the light of Christ, pierce many hearts and change them. Of course, I'm praying for children all over the world, but I'm praying for our nation because we're the only nation in the world that stands the chance of ever reversing this policy. Everybody else has been sold down the river. And I must say that the reason for that here is the Catholic Church. And then the evangelicals have been catching on. And now there's a strong Christian witness to the dignity, the eternity of every human life. And that's, you know, so people are protesting. They are marching to say, we do not agree with this law that allows mothers to kill their children. And we want it changed for the name of God and in the name of all humanity. And that's what we're praying for today. There will be darkness in this land until enough people repent for this affront to God.